West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. District 71 State Rep Jay Collins said Monday that the Georgia House of Representatives has approved House Bill 1449, an act to provide a new charter for the city of Illyrica. Local legislators brought that bill forward, hoping to straighten up the ambiguity of a specific clause in the City of Gold's current charter, which was created in 2018. The clause in the Villarica City Charter that has produced more than one interpretation is found in the Code of Ethics and Prohibited Practices section and relates to the ineligibility of elected officials to be employed by the city.
I thought it was very important that we clean up the language in the charter to expressly prohibit any type of employment by a former elected official in the first year after leaving office. It became very clear to me after several interpretations that the language needed to be more clear. As a legislator who helped sponsor that charter change in 2018, I know what I felt like the spirit and the intent of that subsection in the charter was about, and I just wanted to make sure and clean this up so this would not be an issue moving forward.
Representative Collins, District 18 State Rep Tyler Paul Smith, District 72 Rep David Huddleston, and District 70 Rep Lynn Smith are the co-sponsors of House Bill 1449.
I have been bombarded with calls and texts from constituents that are terribly upset about the current situation involving the employment of the former mayor. So I felt that it was time to take some action to make sure that this type of issue does not happen in the future. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the city attorney and his interpretation of how the current charter reads. After speaking with him and looking at his opinion, it became clear that we needed to change the charter. So that's what the House bill does.
And the bill waits to be signed by Governor Brian Kemp. A Carroll County jury has convicted two men of attempted murder after accepting that the two men attacked their roommate following an argument over politics and religion. Superior Court Judge Dustin Hightower sentencing 56-year-old Hector Rodriguez to 20 years in prison, followed by 11 years on probation, and 47-year-old Jesus Rodriguez Becerra to 30 years in prison for their roles in the attack. The jury accepted that on March 11, 2023, the defendants violently assaulted the victim at a house they all rented together. The incident began when Becerra mocked the victim's Christian faith and forcibly removed the victim's St. Jude pendant from his neck. After an initial fistfight on the porch, the defendants followed the victim and a witness into the driveway as the victim attempted to leave the residence. The victim testified that he observed Rodriguez give Becerra a pocket knife and yell, "Kill him." The victim attempted to run, but Becerra caught him and stabbed him high on the right arm, lacerating the victim's artery. The victim was able to run to a church parking lot before collapsing. The events were observed by a University of West Georgia student driving by who called 911. Carrollton police officers responded immediately and saved the victim's life by placing a tourniquet on his arm to stop the bleeding enough for him to be life-flighted to Grady for emergency surgery. Campaign season for the May 21st general primary election officially kicking off on Monday with the close of the qualifying period on Friday. In Harrelson County, voters will see four challenged races on their nonpartisan countywide ballots. Retired police officer Blaine Cochran challenging Chief Magistrate Jason Blackman. Retired fire chief and former EMA Director Brian Walker challenging Chairman Ronnie Ridley. Director of Transportation and Chief of Police for the Harrelson County Schools District John Daniel and Deputy Sheriff Wade Williams are challenging Sheriff Stacy Williams, and Bob McPherson is challenging Tax Commissioner Natasha Pope. And there are three challenged contests in partisan offices on the county level. Educator Amy Chastain challenging Brad Davis for his District 1 seat on the Harrelson County Board of Education. Both are Republicans. Rental property manager Brenda Howell-Egan is challenging Martha Smith for her District 4 seat on the Harrelson County Board of Education. Again, both are Republicans. And retired educator and farmer Brian Barkley and septic contractor Eddie Ivey both seek to fill the vacant District 3 seat on the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners, and again, both are Republicans. Former CEO of the Sewell Company, Robin Worley, promoting the grand opening of a new museum highlighting the Sewell family and their large impact on urban labor and the textile industry.
It'll be Wednesday, March the 13th at 11:30. We will be opening the Sewell Family Museum, and we are establishing a new QR code system throughout the museum. So you're going to actually be able to take your camera and hear different voices talking about the past, taking you all the way back to 1918 when Granddaddy came off the farm and and made the first garment in the South, and it brings us all the way up through World War I, World War II. And
Worley was the featured guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program, where he shared how the Sewell family dominated West Georgia's long history of cotton production and textile manufacturing. That entire program is now archived online at Newstalk1330.com. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.